I don't know.
Okay. You ever hear of one of those called a gopher?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Then down the ocean, thing you get out of the ocean, it's a kind of fish that's round, and it's got a fan tail, and it's almost transparent, but when you cook it, it turns red.
Snapper?
Well, I'm thinking of these little things like
shrimp?
This. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
And then, that's a shellfish.
If you have more than one, you call them...
Shrimp.
The plural of that is still shrimp. Okay. I'm seeing a kind of insect that flies around at night with a light in its tail.
Lightning bug.
Lightning bug. Okay. You ever call them anything else?
Fireflies, but I never call them fireflies. They were always lightning bugs and make your hands smell bad.
Okay. And then there's a long, thin-bodied insect with, it's usually got two pairs of wings.
Dragonfly?
Dragonfly, you call that. Okay. You ever call that anything else?
Mm-mm.
Snake doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
What about mosquito hawk?
Mosquito hawk? Never heard that.
Okay. Then, let me see. There's a kind of insect that stings and builds...
A mosquito.
Okay. Another kind that stings you really bad.
A wasp.
Okay. And if you have a bunch of those, they're called...
Wasp.
Okay. Let me see. The kind that builds builds a paper nest. Those are wasps.
Dirt dauber.
And then there's dirt dauber as well. Okay. Let me see. There's a little insect. Some of them are green, some of them are brown, that go hopping through the grass.
Grasshoppers.
Grasshopper, okay. You ever hear that turned around?
Uh-uh.
Okay. The part of a tree that grows on the ground is called the...
Roots.
Okay. And you ever hear of those used for medicine or for medicinal purposes?
Yeah.
Do you know much about it?
No, if I knew, it's from reading it.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see. The kind of tree that George Washington cut down was a...
Cherry tree.
Okay. And there's a kind of shrub, usually up in the mountains, whose leaves are very red, and a lot of people find it poisonous.
Sumac?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Okay. And what are some of the others that make your skin break out?
Poison ivy and poison oak.
Okay. Okay. And then berries. What kinds of berries are there around here?
We have hollies.
Mm-hmm.
And we have nandinas.
What's that?
Oh, they're horrible. We've got them all over the place, and they just multiply and they grow, and you can't. I'm sure you've seen them. We use them in safe. To decorate with it Christmas time if you don't have a holly tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bush.
What about edible berries?
Blackberries, blueberries, raspberries.
Raspberries, okay.
Huckleberries.
Okay. Now a woman who's lost her husband is called a...
Widow.
Okay. And let's say her husband hasn't died, but he's just sort of gone away. You have any special name for that?
Mm-hmm.
He's left her? You ever hear grass widow?
No, I knew that's what you were aiming at, and that's not what I think of as a grass widow. I think of a grass widow as a very recent widow on the make.
Uh-huh. Okay. Interesting point. Okay. The man whose daughter you are is called your...
My father.
Okay. And what kind of familiar terms would you use? You wouldn't say, hey, father.
I'd call him daddy.
You'd call him daddy.
Uh-huh.
Always, and that would be kind of the common
always
term.
Yeah. Never dad, never pop, never father, daddy.
Okay. And what about the woman whose daughter you are is your
mama.
Okay, that's mama, and the more formal term for that
mother
is mother, but you would always call